Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com. Yes. Woo!
Just give a little bit of time. With Michael Mercy and Diego Lopez.
A reminder thing, if you could send that to people. If I could send you an alarm.
And they text an alarm to me?
Yeah, I could text an alarm to you. And it's like, you're a bitch. Wake up.
You could just text me.
That's true. But what if you're on Do Not Disturb, which I recently have been using?
I'm always on Do Not Disturb.
Oh.
It's unbelievable.
I just found out about it.
Really?
It's so useful when I'm sleeping. Because
I used to, I'd be like, because I was going to text you the other day to ask you to bring that trophy. But because I remembered at night. And I was like, well, he's going to wake up from the text.
Oh, don't worry about that. Never worry about that.
But I'm not going to text you at 2 in the morning to be like, hey, man, I know you're sleeping.
I would have had it. I would have remembered and I would have got it for you.
That's fine.
You're past that level of
But it's still rude.
It is. I don't think you can be rude to me anymore.
Oh, I can. I definitely can be and most often am rude
but,
to you.
You are, but I don't take it as offensive from you anymore.
Okay.
You're family.
More people need to get like this.
Yeah. I mean, but I am also very, what's the word? I let people get away with a lot once I know they actually like me. Which is probably why my relationships are the way they are.
That's interesting. But you're easy to tick off sometimes.
You think so?
I think an external thing, like someone on the subway or you're at a place with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And it's a quick flip.
That's true. That's fair.
That's what I think.
Hi. welcome to our podcast, which is called A Little Time with Micah Brucey and Diego Lopez.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I did not know we were recording it.
I can feel it.
I know, but that was too emotional.
No, I like it. I like it. We're so excited, only physically, to have Chris Thayer with us today. What's up?
What does only physically mean?
Like you're horny. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, that's cool.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
We're just want to make sure you guys are horny.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what the podcast is all about.
I'd say this is the sixth horniest podcast
in existence? Oh, in the world.
In the world. I don't know if there's other podcasts out of space. Out of space?
Outer space.
No, out of space.
Out of space. They're all...
they are in space and they are out of space.
Oh, that's great. They're running out of storage space.
Yeah. Oh, God. I know we are.
That's true. Because of all the brain damage. Oh, okay. You went somewhere else with it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to start a podcast.
Me neither. We should.
Yeah. This is going to be fun. I can't read. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
How the hell are you?
I'm good.
Let's start there. How are you?
I'm good. We spent all day together. We spent most of the day together.
Most of the days are spent together.
That's true. I did a little stuff on my own today.
You did?
What'd you do?
I did a little work. I had to walk a dog, and then I went to the gym.
Nice.
And then that's it. Came back home.
Mm-hmm.
What did we do? We watched a basketball. We watched
the end of the Yeah. I only like watching the last 8 minutes of a basketball game. I will not watch the whole thing. I find it boring.
The Knicks really took it today.
Yeah, they did. The Knicks were great today.
Cuts to whoever the coach of the Knicks is taking out the laundry. He's like, yeah, what? Is this it?
Listen, we're not telling people when this is recorded. Could have been a great Knicks game today.
Yeah.
Really could have.
Poor guys.
Yeah.
They really took it.
Wait, now it seems like they took it like a negative way. Like they lost.
That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
I meant,
okay.
They really lost.
I assumed you meant like took it to them, like took it to the other team.
Right. And then you tried to flip it and make it a negative by making the coach take laundry.
Mm.
And then we're like, well, actually, that is better than what I meant because I was saying that they lost.
Right. Man, what a journey we just went on.
Yeah. What a roller coaster this podcast has been already.
Already. I mean, this is, you know, mark it in the books. This is one of the greatest ones we've ever done already.
Yeah, this is now the number 5 horniest podcast.
Wow, we just slid into the 5 spot.
Oh, we slid.
Who do we push out?
I thought it was just previous episodes of this podcast.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Our podcast is so by far number 1. They just rank our episodes.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you knew up top, like, this is the number 6 horniest episode. We haven't even started yet. You're like, this is going to be
it. I think I don't think we should try to push it.
No.
But we should try to get to number 1.
We would never.
No, never.
That's like a silent goal.
I
kind of want to get there.
To get to the number 1 horniest
episode. Like when someone else is talking, just bite your lip. a little bit. That's, I think that'll do it for us.
Rub your own thigh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's on. Leif's rubbing his mustache. Leif's here, everyone. Say hi.
Hello.
That's enough.
That's actually more than enough. I thought if you could edit, could you note the time and edit that out?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you so much.
Most of our podcast is notes being taken and being edited out.
Yeah.
Just a lot of gaps. It's like,
I love when the podcast ends up being 7 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. I love when a podcast will be like, oh, we got to go. We'll be right back. And it's like, not even a second. And we're back. Okay. Like, just talk. I wouldn't notice if you didn't do
that. They're like, we were hoping to get a sponsor for this week, but we actually didn't.
I think that's what it is. Where they're like, wait, we're gonna get Casper mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get them one day.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Couldn't even get stamps.com.
Wow. God.
Not you guys, I mean.
No, of course.
This hypothetical.
Yeah. We turned down stamps.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we hate the mail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are pro not mailing things.
Yeah.
Yes. Walk it there. You want it to get there? Walk there.
Yeah, I don't trust anyone but me.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to let some other guy touch your mail?
That's no fucking way. My mail is so sensitive, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not let someone else.
People need to take responsibility for their own stuff.
I know.
It's honestly crazy.
You got a document, you need to get it across the country? Get out there.
You're not even saying transport. Like, not even take a train or a bus. You walk the whole way.
I didn't mean that, but now I do.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I was thinking Pony Express still.
Get that fucking horse out of here.
No horse?
No.
Unreliable?
No, just I don't like it.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
just,
I get
I'm just,
that.
I'm just
Mike's also
opposed for some reason.
Anti-horse.
I'm anti-horse.
They're scary.
Yeah.
I wish I had a horse, though.
Right now?
Even though
or just in your whole life?
Right now.
Okay.
Especially while I'm visiting New York, absolutely.
Yeah,
right.
That would be so cool.
You can tie it up to there's a lot of places you can like lock your bike up to, so you could tie a horse to that.
I'd ride it on the subway.
Would you sit on it and like have to lower your head a lot?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'd ride it on the subway. I would have it jump over the turnstile, but I would swipe as I'm going so I can't get busted. Yeah. And then I would have like a service dog like tag on it so nobody could mess with me.
Yeah. An enormous vest.
Yeah.
Like a blanket.
You're supposed to have a dog in a bag when you
right.
put them on the subway now, so you have to get a giant horse-sized bag.
I could do that.
I think you could do it.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
I could make that. I know somebody. I could get that done today.
It's like one of those things. You ever seen a horse get lifted up by a helicopter?
Yes. I love seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that thing where their legs are through the holes and,
uh-huh.
they get pulled up.
I just feel like that's got to be such an interesting like moment for their lives. They're just like, huh.
I'd like to see a really fat pig get lifted up like that.
Oh, fuck.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That's cool.
Like a wild boar or an actual pig?
It's like a huge hog. You know, like a 6 foot long, immensely fat pig.
Mm. Oh, that'd be unbelievable.
Like a blue ribbon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Chris Christie. Okay.
Hey,
topical, everybody.
Politics
but seriously, I don't mean to body shame anybody. I don't care. But a big,
like,
fat
body.
Fucking pig, you know, that would be literal, actual pig.
I like when I see, like, they have to, like, transport a dolphin
and
put it in the back of a van, but they have that kind of, like, a two-bar rack mechanism where their fins hang out, but then they also have a guy with a hose the whole time because they have to be wet.
You know, it's funny because that's how I was picturing the pig, and I'm not kidding.
With the hose?
Yeah, I was gonna bring up the hose, but then you got into the dolphin stuff, and I was like, I'll just leave it alone. And
like,
here we are. Yeah,
you don't gotta wet the pig so much. It's like, well, I got one job. You know, you hire me, I'm gonna do it.
Dude, I would love that. There's a really, really bad petting zoo on Long Island, and it's so sad. It's usually just like there's like one mini horse. And then, like, a bunch of chickens, and then the fattest pig I've ever seen in my entire life. And
oh, my God.
It would just, like, lay on its side all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it standing. I don't know if it's alive, really. It does blink, but...
If you had to guess, how long would you say that pig is? 5, 6 feet?
I don't think
that's so long.
Ooh, I don't know if it... I would say closer... I'd say probably 5 feet. So it's not exactly the pig.
Yeah,
we
might be able to...
To make it work.
Yeah.
Are we counting the tail? Like, are you
stretching
out
the tail?
The tail
straight.
Yeah, if you pull the tail straight, or are you letting
it... I feel like that's fucked up. Like, it's fucked up that you even suggested that.
Right, but where did you grow up?
In Texas.
Yeah, see, that's the difference between Texas and everywhere else.
Well, where are you from?
New Jersey.
Yeah, you're fucked up. That's not how you treat a pig.
Oh, well.
Pull its tail? I feel like it would snap back.
Like it or love it.
Hurt the pig.
Yeah, that'd be great.
No. It'd be horrible. You're trying to airlift it gently and hose it off the whole time. Why are you pulling its tail?
I'm not like I don't
just
I'm
to
not,
make it longer.
I'm not yanking.
Do you measure
on it.
From your asshole?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a Jersey thing.
Yeah. That's how tall I am, from asshole to the top of my head.
Yeah.
3.5 feet tall.
I do it sitting down. So I really get the ruler up there. Mm-hmm. I do the ruler through the whole body.
Oh, you put it inside?
I pull it out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I do a tape measure out the mouth.
Like a swords swallower?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And someone's like, how big is it? And I'm like, oh, like 2.5 feet. Yeah. Hard. If I flex my stomach.
It's actually longer soft. No. Yeah, it's longer soft than it is hard.
Wow.
That's my body.
That's your body.
When it gets hard, it gets shorter.
Yeah,
it condenses.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you contract your muscles,
yeah, it gets shorter.
Then your torso would be shorter if you're measuring from your asshole out your mouth. Yes. For the people listening at home.
No, of course.
Right.
No, they get this.
Because we're all like constricting our bodies, but we're not really explaining.
No, of course not.
But for anybody trying this at home,
yeah,
you know, if you're going for length, you don't want to tense up your tummy.
No,
of course not.
That's going to be your first instinct.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
my first instinct is, I don't want to put this thing on my asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But
I get that.
Sometimes your first instinct is incorrect.
It's almost always incorrect.
Yeah, that's what improv teaches me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't think.
I go A to C, which is asshole to... fuck, I got nothing. I thought I had
Chompers.
Yep, there it is.
That's right.
Nice. You did take improv. That's great.
Well, actually, my first thought was something else. And then because of improv, I said, nope.
No, don't say cunt.
Wait a second. This other thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made it worth it.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely worth it.
It really was worth it.
I think so.
We can all agree. That's why we're still talking about it.
I think we really got there.
I think this is going to be a good episode. Yeah.
When do we start?
I think we just slid into fourth.
Oh, we skipped fifth?
Mm-hmm.
Or were we at fifth already?
No. We skipped fifth.
We are barely top 10 in horniest episodes, guys.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
Leif.
Jesus.
Wow. Unplug your own microphone. This is.
What a pour your water on
what
your
an amount of what an amount of disrespect.
It's so much disrespect.
Just an amount.
I can't believe I came all the way out here for that to be treated like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a guest. To pause the episode, we have a guest. This is crazy.
No, I want you should keep this in.
Yeah, all right.
So he can hear it in the future. And
so the fans know.
And no.
I'll replay it.
Yeah, dude. You know
really learn my lesson.
You know how like when sometimes somebody says like a funny quote in a movie or something, someone will take it on, you know, like.
Yes, dude. Yeah, I fucking love that shit, dude.
You know how that rules?
Hell yeah, dude.
And then somebody will take it and put it on YouTube and loop it for 10 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yes, dude.
Do that, but with me scolding
that
you.
Shit, dude.
Like Major Pain. I love it.
Yeah.
And listen to that while you sleep.
Damon Wayans, dude. Yeah. Fucking love that shit.
Tom, one of the top 10 Wayans.
Has I would to say. Be up there.
Yeah. Tom Wayans.
Tom Wayans.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne's Gretzky.
Like, I was trying to say like Tom Waits, but
yeah,
Tom Waits. That's
oh Tom
his
Waits.
Songs would go a
Tom Waits.
Bit like this.
Go a little something like, hey, homie, don't play that.
I love doing character work.
I didn't think I was going to pull that one out.
You really pulled it out.
I was like, where is a Wayans quote here?
Right. There I was thinking go. Blank Man, but I can't remember anything about that.
No.
I remember a lot about it, but
don't
not
touch
a quote.
Me is about the only thing
not
he says
quote.
A lot.
He
There's also
a...
Waynehead, the cartoon. I don't know if anyone
Ooh,
remembers
that.
He was like a kid with a leg brace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a whole Wayans Family cartoon.
I don't remember that at all.
It's pretty good.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think there's maybe one existing GIF online.
Okay. Mm. You guys are not big My Wife and Kids fans?
Oh, I totally forgot about that show. The show was great.
Was it great?
I don't know. I watched it.
Yeah.
Huh. What was the gimmick? Was that...
He had a wife.
And
but
kids.
But catch this.
Uh-huh.
Also kids.
Okay, but it wasn't like Bernie Mac where those were his kids.
Yeah, they were his kids.
Mm.
My wife and kids.
Was he him in the show?
I don't know. I don't think he was
just
him.
A guy.
He was a guy, yeah.
Huh. Unlike, there really was no other turn to it.
No.
Huh.
Well, what's the turn for, like, Everybody Loves Raymond?
The parents live nearby.
Mm, and his brother's tall.
So tall.
Yeah, well, yeah, his brother's jealous.
Yeah.
But Everybody Loves Raymond. I think that in the name is a turn that
but
he
it's
can do whatever.
Ironic.
Because
everybody's always crapping on Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone seems mad at him.
Like his wife. Ugh.
And his parents and his brother. Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Married with Children. He hates his wife.
The golden age of comedy.
Yeah.
You know?
Ooh, this woman I chose to spend my life with sucks.
My theory is that you weren't allowed to like your wife in anything until like 2012.
Yeah. That's, when did King of Queens come out?
Earlier than that.
Yeah. Did he like? I feel like he liked his wife.
I think they seemed a little nicer to each other.
Yeah, because he was a lump of shit compared to her.
Yeah.
Right.
A piece of shit, I would say.
You think so?
No.
He's probably pretty nice.
I think he seems fine.
Yeah.
You can act like a piece of shit with a hot wife?
Not on my watch.
Not in this country.
I disagree. I wouldn't think you would.
No. We tried to watch Kevin James' new Netflix stand-up special.
Oh, how was it?
It was there.
He had a Comedy Central special.
Yeah, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. Very good.
Very funny.
Phenomenal, yeah.
I love it.
I love that. What most quotable fucking specials I can think of.
That's like a very early one I remember watching with my mom, and we both liked it.
He talks about his long-distance girlfriend, and she's like, I wish I had a magic carpet. I'd be there in like 4 hours. Yeah. Shout out Kevin James.
Shout out. I gave him a little kiss.
Oh, okay.
And he does, on his new Netflix special, he does 2 jokes from Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, then I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I will definitely.
He does the one about getting off the wrong floor on the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin.
And
something else. I remember being like, what?
Yeah.
It was like 15 years ago. You couldn't think of another joke?
He's like, you know, an MS-DOS is loading up. And
y'all know Clippy, the paperclip that helps you? And everyone's like, we do.
Come on. Yeah, he had like, it just seemed like a very, I made a lot of money and haven't really been doing stand-up and now I'm back kind of thing. But it's like, you haven't been paying attention to what's been happening.
Yeah.
It's like jokes about food allergies. It's like, oh, I don't give a shit.
Back in my day, nobody used to die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
the jokes are about.
Yeah. At one point he said, what happened to men?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we gave up quickly after that.
I like this.
Yeah.
Where's this going? What happened to men?
We're bad now.
Yeah. No, but they're not. But we're weak now.
Mm-hmm. They're weak.
I put as bad. Same thing.
Yeah. No, you're, okay, so you're right in that one.
Yeah. Physically weak is bad.
Mm-hmm.
What about emotionally weak?
Even worse.
Oof, brother.
You don't want to be like strong emotionally in terms of able to communicate?
No, see, that's the thing. Yeah, their idea of what strong is actually
you want to be emotionless.
Weak.
No emotions.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice, actually.
And just punch a hole in the wall sometimes.
Because anger is only a good emotion a man should have.
Yes.
There we go.
Who among us has not punched a hole in a wall?
Okay, raise your hand and punch a hole in a wall if you've never punched a hole in a wall.
I actually haven't.
You haven't?
Oh.
No.
You don't seem like the type.
You're better.
Yeah, it crumbles into self-loathing instead.
Mm.
And I would feel bad if I broke the wall. I guess either way, I'm going to be mad at myself.
True.
Yeah. I should break more shit.
Yeah, you're mad at yourself. Yeah, I think it's better because I don't think self-loathing is better, but it's like, it's better to, if you're going to be mad at yourself either way.
At least don't have a wall with a hole in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to.
Drywall work.
Yeah.
Sorry, I took that one from
you. No, it's quite all right. I couldn't remember any words, so.
Here he goes, and I'll take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're a team.
Yeah.
Like the New York Knicks.
Mm, who had a great game.
Bad game.
Do you remember they took it?
They took it.
A great game for the other team is what I meant.
Yeah.
They had a great game for fans of the other team.
Yeah.
Of the opposing
team. That's true.
Can you imagine if the other team's coach had laundry and was like, no. This is not what I expected.
Not at all.
Or whatever you said.
That's basically
what that would be the opposite of what happened.
Ugh, that's true.
Which what happened is that the Knicks had lost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the score?
Mm-hmm.
129-18. Whoa, that's a blowout.
Did I not say they took it?
They really did.
I did not say that earlier.
Yeah. We could pull it playback.
Yeah, can you, DJ?
That is quite a lot to very little.
That's a below average score in the NBA, I would say.
Mm.
I haven't been watching for a very long time.
Yeah, they got fucked on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you think you guys would do in the NBA?
Oh. Okay, so let's say Michael Jordan is number one.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, number one.
Yeah, one and 1A.
Right behind that.
I think you'd be number two? Right there. Or 1B?
I don't want to be rude, so I'll say 2, but
okay.
1B. I think I'm so athletic, everyone knows that. But I think, like, watching the game today, like, they're freaking out for someone falling on the floor to go after a ball. I'm like, I go on the floor all the time. Yeah. I'd stay on the floor. I'd crawl everywhere.
That's what I deserve.
You'd, like, start grappling.
Oh, I'll fucking heel hook LeBron James in a second.
Yeah.
He thinks he's like, oh no, I would.
Well, here's my theory. Because at the end of the game, there's something very funny happens where like the losing team will start fouling the other team to like get the ball back. I don't know how it works. Yeah. But they don't, like, if you're going to foul purposely, injure the person so they can't play again.
Hmm.
I would head kick. Oh, I couldn't head kick it. I'm very tall. I would definitely leg kick the fuck out of Stephen Curry. Just
that's
ruin
not
his
even
name.
Close to his name.
I think
that's actually pretty close to his name, but yeah. It's not it.
I don't respect people that.
Is Steph not short for Steph?
I think it's Stephen.
Stephen, you're right.
Oh, like Stephen Colbert.
Yes.
Of course.
I think I would be scared if I was in the NBA.
Okay.
If I was just out, if they just somebody just threw me out on the court.
Oh, yeah.
I would be
at
like,
your present skill level.
Yeah, I'd be mortified. But maybe I would try to guard somebody.
Yeah.
But I feel like they would get mad at me, and I would feel bad for being in their way.
Okay. That's what if true. You had...
And I feel like I'm definitely going to get injured.
What if they gave you a baseball bat?
No, because those guys are so much bigger than me.
Yeah.
They're still going to kick the shit out of me.
They would take the bat from
and
you.
And they have a team.
That's true. You know? You're assuming it's five against one? Or
no,
are you on
no.
a team?
I'm on a team.
Okay, but they don't like
but
you.
But do I think they're going to defend me?
That's
I'm trying
a great
to hit
point.
The other guys with a fucking baseball bat.
That is true. But you don't want to look like you don't support your teammates. So they might have to pretend to be on your side with the baseball bat thing.
Yeah.
And then afterwards be like, that was a wild move.
That's too much.
I think we'd be great bench guys. I could swing a towel around.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
wearing
I would be good
full
at
bodies.
A warm-up
suits?
Suit?
Warm-up suits? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I'd be unbelievable on the bench.
The exercise that I would do, like, off court would be just enough to be strong enough to dump the Gatorade on the coach.
Mm.
Okay.
Because you share that responsibility. It's rarely one person.
Oh, I want to do it myself.
Oh, nice.
That's an awkward.
They do that. Yeah, they do top
no,
and bottom.
No, I want the two handles and you just
two
flip
hands.
It.
Yeah, all wrist.
Yeah, it's all wrist.
Break strength. Both of your wrists.
Right. What am I using them for? The season's over.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on the bench anyway.
Yeah,
it's true.
But then it's cool because then next season you come back, you get two wrist braces on.
And then it's really hard. Like,
nothing makes it easier to throw a basketball.
Thumbs up, guys. Yeah. Good luck.
Like rollerblading where it has a plastic nub in the,
yeah.
in the palm.
Yeah.
It's good when you're injured. When you're injured and you can't play, you do get to wear your street clothes.
Oh, yeah. Nice suit. But you got to wear a nice suit. You can't just wear it. Can you wear just anything you want?
Yeah, you can wear whatever you want.
Wow.
I'm going to wear American flag pants.
Ooh, I'd wear the other team's jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do that.
That might actually be pretty cool. But inside out, so it's like it's disrespectful.
Yeah, and then I'd get a custom one for the name on the back. I'd be like a bad team or something.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Dude, that's nice. That's actually like a $200 joke, which I
like. Oh, dude,
a lot.
I love the more expensive a joke, I think usually the better. I can't think of a very expensive joke that isn't hilarious.
This country.
Whoa, the presidency. Oh,
you guys ever think about that?
Like Michelle Wolf.
What?
You think about how the president might be bad?
No, I don't like to think about that.
No.
You like to think about it or you don't agree with it?
I don't think about it.
That's cool, man.
Because I don't agree with it. But. I mean, he seems like he's just—it's having a rough start.
He's getting used to it.
He's got to figure out his pacing.
He's getting used to it.
He's not even halfway there yet.
He doesn't even. Obama didn't even hardly train him at all. You know what I mean? You get trained at your job, right?
That's true. I did.
I
get trained at my job.
Like if you guys had jobs or whatever.
Yeah.
You would like get trained.
Yeah.
Clearly someone trained you to be so good at this podcast.
Yeah, I'm really good at it. Mm-hmm. I took a podcast class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, UCB. I got up to level 801 podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I took a stand-up comedy class also.
401 was just who are your guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole class.
And then 501, you're allowed to say who are your girls.
Oh.
You're allowed to.
That must be new.
Widen the spectrum.
Like, yeah. Whoa. Hold on a second. Who?
Pardon me?
Who? Yeah. 601 is who are your people.
Mm. And then, like, you actually like,
really bring 401 and 501 together.
Yeah. 601 sort of makes the previous two levels seem obsolete.
A little bit.
But that's how they make money.
It's a bit of a, yeah.
It's like a money grab.
But you got to learn to walk before you can run.
That is also true.
I've tried to do the other way around. It's really hard.
Just make a baby start running.
Yeah. And I think that the president is learning to walk. I think we can all agree.
I think so. And I think by the end of his 4 years, he'll figure out what his job is.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be a podcaster, just like all of us here today.
I'm going to try to start a podcast with Donald Trump.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you guys going to talk about?
Probably just like this, just kind of shoot the shit.
What if you guys did a podcast where you looked at people's profiles on hotornot.com and then you rated them yourself and you trashed the reviews that were on there?
Yeah, me and Donald Trump just looking through WikiFeet.
Yeah.
To see how everyone's feet look.
Yeah, more like sticky feet, am I right? That was gross. Can you cut that out?
Do you mean because of cum?
Yeah. That's definitely what I meant.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to...
And I regret it, and I actually shouldn't have admitted it either.
You could have gone like, oh, I'm not because it's sweaty or something. Like,
no, because just the idea of feet being sticky is so gross.
Yeah. And why would you have a whole website for it? Because it's so gross, you know?
Yeah.
Should I not be owning WikiFeet? Is that bad of me to own that website?
No, I think it's good.
I think it's good.
I think it's good because you're good. Good. And it'd be bad if someone bad owned it.
Right, because they would put like cum stuff on there.
Mm. So they try, and every day I'm like, no. Mm-mm. You send that to WikiCum.
What?
You just post your load, and like, everyone judges it.
That's a cool. We should start that website. Posterload.com.
I think that's a $1 million idea.
Yeah,
I really,
it's always,
unfortunately, agree with
you. You know those, like, when you see, like, a crime scene photos, and it's one of those rulers that are, like, an L?
Yeah.
And it's a load in the middle, and it has one of those rulers, and it's like, oh, look at that.
I want just, like,
a palm.
A open palm, like, a, please, sir, I want some more. Like, sort of gruel. I'm hoping for
Pink
some
Floyd
gruel.
The Wall style.
Yeah.
Come.
And it's just a little quarter of a teaspoon of... of nut in there.
I mean, this is why Al Gore invented the internet.
Yeah.
This is beautiful.
Anywhere from bright white to, oh, that seems a little
eggshell-y.
Too yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about clear?
Oh.
Post your load.
Post your load. We'll get to learn. I mean, this is important. Men's health issues are not being taken seriously in this country.
People can comment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they go, hey, sir, too white. And you go, thank you. Do you think it's
my
diet?
What do you think's wrong with me?
Yeah. No doctors are allowed.
Man, I wish there was a doctor. Maybe a premium subscription.
There it is.
You can get a doctor's
yeah.
Patreon for a website or a subscription based.
Come MD.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you go, it's too white. Like, what does it taste like? And they're like, tastes a little chalky. You're like, ew, you just tasted it? And they go, oh, come on.
I'm going to tell you right now, this cum tastes like cum.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good.
If you like it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
If you like it.
Yeah, if you like the taste of
cum. I just meant like if I was asking a doctor.
Yeah.
Like, is that a good thing? And they're like, yeah, I mean, you don't want it to taste like shit.
Yeah. If your cum tastes
like shit. You're tasting your shit.
If your cum tastes like shit, that is a problem.
You might be a redneck.
All right, so we got a nice new website going on.
If your cum tastes like shit, you might be redneck.com.
That was the second one. That's all merch, though. That website's all merch.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
I love merch.
Posterload.com.
Yeah, and then it's a little, it says Posterload, and then there's a target on the shirt. And you can have people come on it if you would like them to.
I was thinking more of one of those clown heads you squirt water into it at country fairs.
Oh, the teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
County fairs, not country fairs.
No, it's a country fair.
It's a country fair?
Yeah, the United States Fair.
All right, there we go.
Did you guys ever see the website jackinworld.com?
No.
So I had the internet when I was 12.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was,
of course.
So immediately I was like, jacking off. Like, Google like cool ways to jack off.
Yeah.
And there's a website, I think it still exists, that was like honestly just like people could post like ways that they jack off. And it was text. It was all text. So, but then you realize like everyone has their own weird way of jacking off, and so they're like, oh, this is the way to jack off.
This
is the 5-star way to jack off. But it would be like people would be like, I like to wedge myself between the mattress and the box spring, and then I use the pressure to crush my penis. And it feels amazing. And I would be like, oh, I gotta try that sometime. I didn't know anything. I was just like, I'm doing it all wrong. I'm just touching my dick.
Yeah.
Did you have like a list of all the options? Like, and you're gonna go through them like a criterion collection?
No,
like, I'm gonna hit this.
I would worry that my parents would find it.
That's
but
smart.
I mean, I'm like, you know, 20 years later, I still remember the website. So that was etched into my brain, so I could go back and take a look.
That's great. I think that's another website
like,
you can search.
Try this. This is viscous in a way that's pleasurable. Or if you warm up this kind of fruit, you could fuck it or whatever.
Yeah.
I've never done a fucking a fruit thing.
I heard about it on TV around the same time. And I was like, all right. Fuck a fruit.
You just got to find a papaya somewhere.
It's like a cantaloupe. You put it in for 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Some comic has a story.
But you have to eat it out after you come.
Yeah.
Of course.
And you get to.
My bad.
Ew.
Somebody has a story about putting a cantaloupe in the microwave for too long and fucking it and burning their penis.
Wow.
And I would love to remember who it was.
What if that is what made you come, though? And then you were like, oh, no.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into burning my dick inside of a fruit.
Yeah, like a very specific. You're like with your partner,
uh-huh.
and you're having sex for a while, and you're like, okay, I would love it though if you
could. Wow, brag much?
Yeah.
You're having sex for a while.
Well, what is a while to you?
Well, you could have just said having sex. I mean, no one's like, oh yeah, for what, 5 seconds, you loser with your limp dick over here?
Yeah, I felt judgment when you said it.
Yeah. I felt like you were trying to deflect judgment from us, and this is a safe space.
This is.
But because you deflected, now I'm making it not safe. Yeah.
No, I'm going to grab that knife and
this place,
hold it
this
to
space
you.
Has never been safe for me.
That's true.
So if you're having sex for like a long time like I do,
mm-hmm. That's cool.
For like too long, some mm-hmm. would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a very long, like... we'd say a Godfather's amount of time.
Oh.
Mm. Or two of the movie Mafia.
Yeah, two right. Mafias. Yeah,
this is a reference to something that happened before the podcast.
Yeah, two Mafias or a Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make your partner leave the room and microwave you a cantaloupe.
Mm.
And then you...
Why do they have to do it?
Because they're your partner.
Mm, okay.
And they love you.
What are you doing during that time?
You're just...
Are you trying to stay hard?
What do you mean trying to stay hard?
Of course he's hard. He can go forever.
Yeah.
Too long.
You can hear the microwave going.
I can fuck for a Godfather's amount of time.
Mm.
Yeah.
And people love that.
The whole trilogy.
Yeah.
Oh.
9 hours.
People don't like it.
No.
People. Here's the thing. I've had sex.
Right?
Not the brain. And people love it when you fuck them for 9 hours in a row.
That's true.
Just the whole time.
Yeah. And they're like, this never stops feeling good.
No.
Mm-mm.
Or starts feeling good.
Yeah.
It always feels the same.
You ever just hump to where you can't feel anything? On purpose?
Emotionally or physically?
Physically.
I don't know.
I feel so much.
That's the move.
Just fuck so long that it doesn't feel like anything
I'm
anymore.
I'm just fucking working out now.
Pretty much.
That's cool, man.
You're like, this is for you, not for me.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
But secretly,
and then they're like,
for your own ego.
Yeah.
Because we're on a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're going to tell their friends, and that's going to feel cool. And they're like, hey,
I mean, that's
I heard about the fucking.
You wish that happens.
I
wish.
I make them all sign a reverse non-disclosure agreement where they have to tell everyone.
Big disclosure.
Yeah.
Big mood agreement. Really know what that means, but
no.
You guys get it.
I got it. Oh yeah, right.
I was there with you.
Yeah,
I was in the fucking sidecar of that joke.
Yeah, schmood agreement.
I would love to get a motorcycle with a sidecar,
dude. I want a motorcycle with two sidecars,
one on each side.
No, one and then two and two.
I would like to get a motor. I would like someone else to drive a motorcycle with sidecar because you have to. I would have to learn how to drive it. So someone else is driving it. I'm on the sidecar, actually, sorry.
Yeah.
My ass is in the opening of the sidecar, but my legs are hanging out.
Okay.
And my arms are over the sides and my head's over the back.
Yeah.
And I'm, we take the floor out and I'm just shitting through the, we drive me around naked and my dick is flopping in the wind.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Because the position you were saying, it kind of sounds like you ever see like an old timey cartoon of like a hobo in like a wooden bucket,
like a barrel.
But they're like sitting in it with their legs.
Oh yeah, they're
like
a hobo
wash basin.
Scrubbing.
I don't even have one of those brushes.
I'm doing
those
that.
Good?
Yeah, but I'm taking
that.
A shit.
But taking a shit.
Yeah. And
do you wipe your ass with a brush?
I
don't think so.
No. And then I just let the wind dry it. And then
I think that'd be a pretty good way to get it.
Then
dry.
I have, but I also have goggles on. And a little hat and scarf.
Yeah.
And then I have one on my dick, too. The whole get up.
Like when Snoopy becomes the Red Baron.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we got a good Uber idea. Where
and
you...
that is the opening of my special that I'm putting out.
You're coming? Yeah.
Yeah.
But who's driving the motorcycle? That is really important.
Jim Gaffigan?
I mean, we haven't had anyone commit to it yet, but there are whispers that maybe we're going to get a big name along the lines of... I know the suspense is killing everybody. Wanda Sykes.
Wow.
I couldn't think of someone funny. I knew it wasn't going to be funny.
I was hoping it was going to be, when you said big name, it was just someone with a very long name, and I was trying to think of someone with a long name.
Earthquake.
We watched a bunch of Comics Unleashed
last
night and this morning.
Was that Byron Allen?
Yeah. And there's a
good Earthquake.
Yeah, good Earthquake. He's not as fat as he should be with that name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, his Weight is part of what shakes you, but then the laughter is the does the heavy lifting.
I didn't even think of it that. That's so obvious. Yeah. I'm almost embarrassed now.
It's actually kind of fucked up that you said that.
I almost kind of body shamed him in a way.
Yeah.
For being too thin?
For not being fat enough.
Yeah.
He's not thin, but he's not fat enough.
Well,
I think between that and when you said he should be airlifted like a big fat pig and hosed off.
You're like, I want to be the guy that sprays earthquake with the hose.
Yeah. I want to be the guy that pulls his tail before he goes on stage.
I
the
wash
fluffer for
comedy fluffer.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you like boing. You like pull his little tail, and then he's like,
"I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm ready to earthquake.
I'm ready to quake the earth."
Yeah, that's what he says
with laughter, not. He's like, physical. I know what you're thinking. Yeah. He's looking directly at you. I know what you're thinking.
And I'm always there.
Yeah,
every time he goes, because
you've got your fucking hand on his tail, his ass.
Yeah, you're Earthquake's road manager.
Mm-hmm.
That's
not
your whole job
enough.
As a road manager is just to sprunk his ass.
You pull his little tail, and then he goes out there and he
like,
does Comics Unleashed.
Couldn't
you do
you
need
this
me to
yourself?
Book the next venue? He says, no, just pull the tail.
No, just
yeah.
Just wank my ass.
You think Cuba's a place to be?
that was a Byron Allen segue.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, there's so much fun.
The segues are, ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Is this true? You get depressed?
Is the show still on?
I don't think so.
I don't think it ever was on.
I don't know.
Because, you know, I don't want to say anything that gets me not booked.
Oh, of course,
that's
of course.
That's a great point.
So, yeah.
I don't think he has a show anymore.
He owns,
or that show.
He owns the Weather Channel. That is recent news. He bought
the
Weather
a documentary
Channel.
On Byron
I didn't know
Allen.
He was Jewish.
No, not the Weather Machine.
Oh, sorry.
The Weather Channel.
He just reports it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Huh.
Yeah.
I always get those two confused.
Yeah, they are similar, but
yeah. I think because I was like, weather and the media. I don't know.
Yeah,
I followed the logic there.
Yeah.
It was
you know
airtight.
I'm sorry, you guys.
You shouldn't apologize.
I shouldn't have even come here today.
Yeah, if you could just, if you could leave.
I'd rather you just lay down.
I'm actually just going to go.
Oh, he's leaving.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you hear me here now, guys. He's heading out.
Okay, bye, guys. Oh, I'm back.
Look at that.
Oh, what a good bit we did.
I love that we have such a good character improv
dude, it's great.
Style podcast.
Did somebody say character?
Oh, who's this?
Oh, who's this?
Oh, wait, I have to go because this could be problematic.
Hold on, I'll fix it.
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
Oh, hey, who's this guy?
Hey, yeah,
hey, buddy.
Who I'm Raphael.
Hey, Raphael, what's up?
I'm so hungry.
Why are you hungry?
I just woke up.
But it's... I'm going to be honest with you.
No, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. I'm lazy.
Oh, well.
I'm lazy, man.
I mean, I wouldn't say that.
No, yeah. I mean, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's today's Sunday. It's not a big deal.
The day of rest, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel better now.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have never have even thought that was why. Yeah, I wouldn't have said
that. No, I would never.
What are you going to eat now since you're hungry?
Oh, Chinese food.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Yeah. I would have thought.
That's the type of food to eat.
Yeah,
for sure.
They're nice to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
What do you usually get at the Chinese restaurant?
A burrito.
Huh.
Guys, come on.
Interesting. Okay. Oh. No, interesting.
I'm back. Okay.
Oh, okay. Hey, Raphael.
Yeah.
Now, which Chinese place is this that you go to?
That sells a burrito.
Domingo's Chinese House.
Huh. Where is that?
It's off Flushing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's actually...
That totally makes sense.
Do you want to come with me?
No.
We're actually in the middle of recording a podcast.
Yeah, we are doing
it. Oh, the microphones.
Yeah.
Okay. Ciao.
Ciao. Wow, it's so nice of our friend Raphael to come by.
What was that?
Our shared friend Raphael.
Yeah. That guy had the door open for me.
Oh, nice. Hey.
Where did you go?
I had to pee out of my penis.
Oh, okay.
Into a toilet?
Ah, I forgot. God damn. Leif, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Leif.
I thought you had that sink thing. It just, it's porcelain. It has a hole in the bottom of it. I get confused.
I used to be obsessed with pissing in a sink.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know when I stopped.
Huh.
But now I'm like, what was my problem?
When did you start?
I mean,
when
in my
20s. Okay.
Absolutely.
Was it the first time sober?
probably not.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it makes sense. It's a very drunk thought to be like,
and I was just like,
so much higher.
This is cool.
Yeah.
It's harder to miss.
Level.
Uh-huh.
You can split the bathroom with someone when you're waiting in line.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
can be like, I'll go in the sink.
And like, funny joke, like, oh, you're actually
like,
in here.
Wow, this guy's cool.
Yeah. People
you're,
like,
you're like, this relationship will be healthy.
Yeah. Oh,
how'd
yeah.
you guys meet? Oh, he pissed in the sink while I took a shit in his ass. is that anything?
I think so. I think it's...
See, I think it'd be really funny. This is not... no bit.
Sure.
I think it's funny. It would be funny if a woman is sitting on
the toilet.
Oh, we've
talked about this a million times.
I've talked about it so many times.
You crap between her legs?
You crap between her legs.
Uh-huh.
No, she's sitting on the toilet urinating.
Yes.
And then I'm urinating between her legs also into the toilet.
Oh. Yeah, that is no bit.
Yeah, I think that'd be very fun to do.
Yeah, that's not funny at all.
I think it's very
yeah.
fun, but also yeah. 100% chance of you peeing on a person you care about.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah. You constantly
Who brought care into this?
Okay, good luck talking to somebody that doesn't care about you or you care about them.
I think that might be more likely, actually. If Craigslist personals was still up, you could probably find somebody's legs to pee between.
But I don't even want to do... It's not even like a kink thing.
Oh, no, I know
that. But you
that.
Still would... I mean, there's always sprinkles of piss going all over the place.
Yeah,
that's why
yeah,
he
yeah.
started peeing in the sink, because it's so harder to miss.
Yes.
You're
like,
fucking point blank.
It makes like a bib.
It's like a lobster
it's
bib
shaped
of pee.
Like a urinal.
It really is.
It
what
makes
are,
sense to me.
What are sinks if not toilets?
Mm-hmm.
For your, yeah, I really don't know. For yeah. your hands.
What
yeah.
are sinks if not horizontal urinals?
I agree. What I will do sometimes is just shit on my hands
mm-hmm.
and then rub it into a paste
mm-hmm.
and then just...
It doesn't come out as a paste? Is that just me?
Run it. I
listen, I like all of you so much, but I am revoking bathroom privileges from all three of you.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Never used
Try to stop me.
I've never used your bathroom.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, can I use your sink real quick?
Can I use your kitchen sink?
Yeah, you're actually making your life a lot worse by not letting us use the bathroom. But
that'll shape them up.
Yeah.
I'll just not let them go in there anymore. Yeah, cool. Surely they'll stop doing weird stuff once they have less places to do it.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I did have a problem with my current landlord.
Oh, yes.
Well, because one of my roommates...
Not me.
I will say one of the people I have lived with decided...
Raphael?
It was Raphael. Decided that they thought it would be a good idea to urinate out of their bedroom window.
I had a
often.
Date who did that.
Pardon?
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, but like not in front of anyone. And would just often do it, and then it was getting into the... It was...
I like how you say, like, to include me, you go, like, not in front of anyone. I mean, it would be... Oh, obviously, I would understand if
no.
they did it in front of someone
it's
else.
Sure,
but
sure.
That's fun and interesting.
This is weird.
Yeah,
know?
No, not just by yourself.
Yeah. Can you just piss in a water bottle like every other depressed person we know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Why not just do that?
That's the move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a piss jug, and you hide it in your bedroom.
Yes.
And you pull it out when you want to take a piss.
It's true.
Yeah.
I have a shit jug. It's so much harder to get in there.
Yeah. You got to go through a funnel, and then you got to mash it
I
down.
Mean, if I was smart.
It's a it's like a mortar and pestle situation.
But you use just a pencil.
It's like, oh, are you making guacamole? Nope.
It's not highly efficient.
No, it's not.
Or like a musket, almost.
It's fun, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the ritual is what it's about.
Mm.
You feel connected to yourself and your masculinity.
Yeah, because sometimes...
I didn't even say that right.
No. Not, I liked it better, though.
Me too. It was like a salad mix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That a
your masculinity.
Gay guy would eat. That, you know, that is not. And also straight people. I eat mesclun. Is that what it is?
Mesclun, yeah, the green.
Yes, I eat
delicious.
That. And
all the time.
And as far as I know so far, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
And it would be fine if I was.
And
women can eat it, non-binary people, trans people. So I'm not saying it in an offensive way when I say it.
I love the idea of, like, some farmer who only sells mesclun. Like, oh, come on, guys, it's fine.
I've...
I feel like I'm also saying it like the drug.
Yes.
I think it's mesclun.
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 Clun.
Mm.
Mesculine.
Mesculine? Is that the...
I think that life would be so much easier if I was more intelligent.
Oh, I think you have a point there.
I yeah. disagree.
You think life would be harder?
Yeah.
I mean, the smarter people we know are not happy.
Right.
Is that why I'm so unhappy?
Because you're so smart?
Because I'm so smart?
Huh. I think you're in a bad spot.
Yeah,
because
I think
I'm
you're
sad
in a bad
and
spot.
Dumb.
You're sad and dumb, and also
a rock
ugly.
And a hard place.
Oh God. And the hard place is my brain.
Yeah,
it's just
your brain and your pee pee.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
The Mike and Brucey story.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Life sucks.
Can we take a break?
And we're back.
I think that is a herald.
Oh, is that what a herald means?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just in stand up, it's just a callback, but yeah. They act like it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's literally just saying something later that you said earlier.
What number is that? Okay.
45.
Okay. I was like 90 minutes already?
90 minutes? Okay. Should we do some questions?
I want to do some questions. I do want to talk about something that happened last night.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about this real quick.
So. We went.
Homie, don't play that. See, that was a herald also.
That is, well, yeah. But I mean, it was kind of forced. You just yelled it out.
No, I was trying to interrupt you.
Oh, then yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, if you were trying to interrupt us, then that's very good.
Yeah.
We went to the movies, Leif included. Yeah. And,
Movie Pass Corner.
Movie Pass Corner. We went to the movies and saw Super Troopers 2.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine.
It was technically a movie.
It was 90 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad it wasn't too long.
I love it.
That's been the biggest issue with movies lately. We, on our way back, we decided to get food, and White Castle now has a certain type of veggie burger that's exciting to us, and we're on the way there, and a gentleman who came on the train with a speaker and was playing very loud music, and he sat, Mike and I were standing, and he sat behind us, and Mike and I started dancing, like very...
We were dancing very subtly on purpose, dancing. Trying to move our... I was only trying to move my lower body and trying to keep my upper body very straight.
Yeah, which is like the key to dancing. Nards.
Mm. Yeah, mostly my butt. Cool. I was going full butt.
And he did not like it. To the point where he goes, whoa, and stood up and went to the other side of the train, and I've never felt so victorious as a New Yorker.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Because I wasn't even trying. I usually am trying to spite people, but I wasn't at this point. I was just trying to have fun with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
What a jerk, this guy.
And he got real mad. But are we the jerks for ruining his
night?
Hell no.
Hell no. What he's doing is rude.
You're playing music out loud.
Yeah, on like
a
big Bluetooth speaker.
It was very loud.
Very loudly.
Yeah. And it's never good hip-hop. It's always like just the worst.
Also kept changing songs.
Oh, yeah, let it ride.
That was my biggest problem. He would get about 20 seconds into a song and be like, nah, this isn't it.
Maybe he was like listening to samples of... an just album
like a free
on
like
Amazon. Yeah. He's like, ooh, a real audio file. Don't mind if I indulge myself.
Ooh. I do have QuickTime on my iPhone now, so I can play.
Because I have the iPhone 2.
Who among us does not have the iPhone 2?
No, I think a lot of people.
I not know what Who Among Us means?
I think you're getting it wrong. Oh, brother. Which, that's kind of cute.
Like, yeah, it's Whom Among Us. Fucking idiot.
Fuck.
It's endearing.
Yeah, let's do some questions.
I can't.
Do the pill. Open the. Come on.
Okay. We're going to take a break.
Let's do questions.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And homie, don't play that.
No. What do we got for questions?
All right.
We do questions that our listeners will fax us.
Okay.
And we got to go find a fax machine every time. So that's what this part is. We got to go find a fax machine.
So they listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
They also have. Oh, yeah. You guys are like into fucking cassette tapes and shit.
Yeah, that
makes sense. Okay.
I do it. We got
almost
gotta,
confused, and then I was like, "You got it." And
I got a landline for a telephone installed in our house, which is how I say house now.
Yeah.
Just for a fax machine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which I think is cool.
I think you're right.
I think it's cool to have and not lame or annoying.
Mm-mm. They can't send you
very hip.
They can't send anthrax through a fax machine. That's just a fact.
Yeah,
you can send anthrax lyrics through a fax machine,
which is why you bought it.
Yeah. And almost more dangerous.
Yeah, I send them. I actually find it. I go through the yellow pages every day, and I find a phone number, which is usually a fax machine. And not people's home phone numbers.
Uh-huh.
And I send them one page of the lyrics to Anthrax's "Caught in a Mosh," and I just send that, and they go, and they're always there because it's a fun prank because they're waiting for page two.
Oh yeah. No. That's the prank.
But it never comes.
The suspense kills them.
It's like the thing in when the classic high school prank where you get three pigs, and you paint them numbers 1, 2, and 4, and you let them loose in your high school because you know how you have a bunch of pigs laying around.
Mm-hmm.
Like alive,
yeah, and who are usually 5 to 6 feet long,
yeah,
a big fat pig,
big,
yeah. Well, and then you drop that third pig from the airlift, and it explodes all over everybody.
Which, since you have to airlift, it makes it expensive. And again, as we've noted, the more expensive a prank, the funnier.
Yes,
oh man, we really are coming full circle.
And then you show up, you're dressed like a janitor, and you're like, oh, let me clean up this mess, and you start hosing it off, but you're actually spraying the blood of the. And the skin,
yeah,
and the bones and stuff. all the stuff, all over everybody.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And
it is a funny thing.
And that's a prank.
That's a prank.
And that's a fun prank.
That's not like a horrible, sick thing to do.
No, not even a little.
Yeah. If there's a camera crew there, it's a prank.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We should get Logan Paul to do the podcast.
We already have.
Oh, okay.
Are you the third host of the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, we should get Logan Paul on here.
Yeah.
Every podcast, we gain a host.
We get another host.
17 people in the room. How many mics do you have?
If you say 17.
Yeah, there we go. I was about to fucking scream.
Baby. Oh, good. 3 years of improv right there, baby.
Oh, dude, you rocked that. You rocked ass at improv there, dude.
Yeah.
Question one.
You really took that.
Yeah.
In the good way.
Thank you.
Unlike the Knicks.
Unlike who took it in
so
a bad way.
Yeah, they didn't take it.
They didn't do it.
All right.
That poor coach and his laundry.
Lay fuck off. We do the callbacks.
Yeah. Sorry.
It was not a herald.
That's all I have in this life.
Executive decision.
Not a herald. It's a lafe, which is when you fuck something up really bad publicly.
Yeah.
Ask the first question.
Okay.
Please.
blah, blah, blah. Do y'all believe in ghosts? Why or why not? Either of you, but everyone can answer, ever see or experience the supernatural?
No and no.
You don't believe in ghosts?
Don't
and you've never
ghosts.
Experienced anything supernatural at all?
Other than my set of Carolines.
No, fuck off.
Fuck off. No, I don't believe in ghosts.
Not even a little?
No, I really don't.
Interesting.
I think I don't really believe in ghosts, but I think being open to believing in ghosts is more fun than not.
Yeah.
So that's fair.
If I was like going on some spooky tour or something, I would be like, ooh, let's get scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a team player.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to argue against it. I don't care enough.
Yeah. But I've never really experienced any sort of supernatural stuff. But I do remember seeing a friend's house where they had just moved in. Someone else had recently moved out. And there was like a big pentagram altar still like done up with wax all over each of the corners in like their garage or something. And
like they just forgot it.
This is mortifying.
Yeah, that's
the family's like driving to the next place like, oh shit, do we not clean that up, guys?
The altar. How could we forget our family altar?
Oh boy.
that's a big goof.
That's a good, yeah, it's a classic goof.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I believe in ghosts. But it's one of those things where I think when I was younger, I think I had this belief about all religion and any kind of spirit, like supernatural thing, where I was like, in my teens and early 20s, I was like, I put my foot down and I was like, fuck no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in anything and nothing is real and we all die. I was a very weird teenager.
Sure.
I was actually very cool and I had sex a lot.
What?
Often.
Oh, shit.
With different people.
For a long, long
for
time.
For a very long.
Too long.
some would say too long, but some would not.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So maybe put that in your cap.
I'll think about that later.
Put it in your cap.
I'm actually going to think about that later.
Yeah.
Also.
I got to get a cap now.
I'm surprised you didn't bring your podcast cap.
So you're saying you didn't believe in God when you were a teenager and that made you cool.
It made me very cool. But then now I still don't believe, but I think I'm more okay with like at least like thinking about it or acknowledging that something bigger could be there, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just am. I feel like I have a less hard stance now than I did 10 years ago.
That's fair.
Yeah, or I also used to be like mad at people that believed in God, and now I'm just like, I don't care.
So you used to be a hardline anti-ghost, and now you're like,
hey
man,
I don't think that ghost exists.
I kind of wish I would see something.
No, come say, come saw.
Come say, come saw.
Yeah, I wish I would see something because I think that'd be fun and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe scare the crap out of me, but.
And you haven't crapped in a while.
No, I don't crap anymore. I'm no crap. That's my
You take no crap and you give
no crap. No crap November.
Yeah, no crap November. But I've done it all year. Mm-hmm. No crap. Mm-hmm. 2018.
No fap. No crap.
Yeah, I don't. Nothing leaves my body.
/ no crap. No fap.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I don't fap. I don't crap. I don't listen to rap.
What do you think will happen?
I'll just explode. Just don't. I think eventually you would start shitting yourself and having wet dreams. I don't think at the same time.
Yeah. I think you'd definitely start shitting yourself first.
Yeah.
Before you start coming on yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
What's the longest you've gone without, not shitting, but.
Oh man. 48 coming. Hours? 3 days, maybe?
3 days?
Probably 3 days.
A long time.
Long?
Yeah.
I think I did about 3 weeks once.
Whoa. 3 weeks?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if I could do it.
Fair.
I would just like to say my amount is longer than that.
Okay, well.
I just haven't kept track, but to the point where I was like having sleep issues.
Okay.
Yeah, my body will just get it. Like, I'll just have a wet dream. Like, I can't control it.
Wow.
It's like, get this out.
Do you think you have too much?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's too much.
Filled to the brim?
Yeah, it's like spilling over. Yeah.
Probably, maybe. I don't know. It's very weird.
You should drain it.
I do. That's why I don't want to have wet dreams.
Well, now, because actually before you said that you did have wet dreams, so.
If I don't drain it, I will have wet dreams.
How quickly? That night? You go one day and then
No, if I go like 3 or 4 days, I probably have a wet dream.
That is insane.
That's unbelievable.
That's horrifying.
That's honestly very fucked up.
Yeah, that's so sad for you.
Like, I never thought about it that way.
Do you ever think about how you're a freak?
No, yeah.
Genetic freak?
Dude, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird that you hate yourself like that. Yeah. Anyway, what's the next question we got up there?
What's the longest you've gone without coming all over yourself while sleeping?
I am a powerful Latin man.
Oh, that's what it's got to be.
Yeah.
It's the race thing.
Mm-hmm. It's my I have a poor race.
I didn't say that.
I don't have too much cum. You honkies don't have enough.
No, but for real, white people be not having enough cum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a hashtag for the podcast this week.
Yeah.
Hashtag
white people.
Cracker no nut.
I mean, that's beautiful. Congratulations.
Do we even ask another question? Or do we leave on cracker no nut?
We should have another.
All right.
I would like to say.
Yep.
That in regards to the improv training we talked about earlier, that was my second thought.
Cracker, no nut?
Yes.
What was the first one?
No nut cracker. And I was like, the rhythm's not there.
It's not there. No. The cadence is a little weird.
No, cracker, no nut.
Boom, found it.
Ends on a high note.
That's so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself.
See, really, if you boil it down, this is a joke writing podcast.
I mean,
yeah.
It felt like.
We talk about the mechanics.
This felt like a writing session.
Yeah.
And I feel like we got an F on this paper. For a fantastic job, everybody. Give it up for our sponsor, Casper Mattress.
The only mattress you can fucking nut on yourself in your sleep.
Yeah.
Don't believe in ghosts, but I believe in this mattress.
It's the only mattress Diego hasn't soaked through.
It's real tough to soak through this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I put one of those plastic covers on my mattress.
Oh, just because of your cum?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. I put myself inside of it, and then I put the plastic cover over.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's nice.
That's like my kink.
The fly style?
Yeah.
It's like a Dutch crock pot.
Yeah.
You're like marinating in your juices.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I wake up real sweaty and gross.
Yeah.
I would love to.
My carrot's tender when I wake up.
Before I go to bed, I just sprinkle a little bit of salt.
Yeah.
And I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, if a witch found me, she would lose her mind.
I say that all the time.
Yeah. No, think about it, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
Like a witch is always trying to put you in a cauldron.
Yeah.
And
so you're pre-salted.
All right. Oh,
like,
okay.
And like cutting up carrots. Have you ever seen
I never put together the witch doing the carrots. I always thought it was like the
prep cook.
Yeah, the other guy is doing that.
The witch is prep cook.
The witch smoke and bubbles. I never really see food in there.
Oh, I feel like there's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon where.
Oh no, I'm on the same page.
Is he cutting
there.
His own? I think he might be cutting the carrots.
Oh, maybe
into the.
There's always like. Other stuff in there.
Yeah.
Like there's like a bay leaf.
You make a mirepoix, which is.
Yeah.
Carrot,
celery,
onion.
Yeah.
You throw that in there with your own body.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Trinity would go crazy.
And the witch would go crazy.
A fraction of the work had already been done for her.
No, yeah.
Thank you so much. My day's long enough.
She doesn't have to lift you. Because witches are notoriously not.
You think she's going to boil him with the mattress?
No,
as a person, she has to lift.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why she'll put me in one of those mechanisms we were talking about earlier where my limbs are sticking out.
Yes.
Yeah, huh?
But I'm belly down, okay? Uh-huh. It's like a curved fabric, uh-huh. And there's holes for my arms, my legs, and my penis.
Of course.
Oh, yes,
definitely.
Of course.
And just a really small one for my mouth where like it looks like a mask where my lips are
out a little bit. It's a glory pouch.
Huh?
It's a glory pouch.
It's a glory pouch.
Because your penis is sticking through.
Yeah. And it's a fine penis. I mean,
yeah.
For being honest, it's fine.
She hoses you off with your own cum that she pumps out of your mattress.
Oh, she like rolls
she
it out.
Yeah. Yeah,
she just taps it in there. It immediately creates a siphon.
Yeah.
She doesn't even have to squeeze it out.
No,
it's so
densely
filled to the brim.
It's like when you
just like
your mattress is kind of like a maple tree of cum.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can put a little nozzle on there.
Yeah,
so it's just pouring out
into a nice old wooden bucket.
Yeah,
it's a quality bucket.
Oh, yeah, man. You could bathe in that bad boy for sure.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this specific thing for 1 hour,
but anyway, enough about ghosts.
Yeah,
enough about
all right,
my belief system.
God. I mean, all of these things are just...
Make sure you give the podcast a 5-star review.
This is the kind of stuff you don't really talk about, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cum.
I mean, this is kind of what we want to be talking about.
Yeah.
Right. Did we mess up by not starting talking about cum?
No, I think we lead it into...
No, I think it's nice to kind of get there.
Yeah, we warmed them up with a little foreplay.
And, yeah, and then you...
tickled their clits. Audio clit.
Mm-hmm. Because it's 2 years.
Band.
Audio clit. It's you and a bunch of guys from Soundgarden.
It is a bunch of guys. I can tell you that. Yeah. It's me and a bunch of guys.
Like, hey, too many people are in this band. You're like, yeah, that's the
point.
Like,
yeah, we're guys, though. It's
yeah, we're guys.
We're having a good time.
It's a guy thing.
Because that's what bands are. Just a bunch of guys.
That's a good band, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to... You know what? I'm going to stay out of this conversation.
But what would Raphael have to say about it?
No.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Hello, I like a mucho people in a band.
Okay.
Brother.
Mariachis.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of guys.
Oh, mariachi band?
Yes.
My favorite Subway performers.
Oh, number one.
Is mariachi band.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's
and he has a guitar.
There's a specific guy who is always on the L train who asks for money, but he sings a song, and he's a very big man who's always wearing a blanket.
Hmm.
And he goes, ladies and gentlemen, please help me. And he just kind of sings you a song, but it's not really a song.
Yeah.
But it's like on the brink of a song.
I need help. Please.
Yeah.
Help me.
I think that's it. I think that's there.
Please help my ass. My mother. My ass.
He really loses it quickly.
He's like, I lost my
ass. Well, he's like, it's a deep, you know. This cuts to the core.
Yeah.
It's hard to put this all out there.
No, that's true. Chris, thank you so much for whatever this just was. We really enjoy having you here. And, you know, people, they're going to want more of this. They're going to get a taste of this. And the people who don't know you, like, man, I need some more.
Well, Chris is our new.
I am the new host.
And next week, he's going to be back.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if you want to see more of him next week, where would they go?
Oh, next week you can go online, baby, because that is all I have in this world.
Perfect.
Am I plugging stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, when does this come out? I didn't think so.
Not next Thursday, but the one after that.
So I got nothing coming up, but you can check out my tour dates at thisischristhayer.com. Follow me on Twitter at christhayersays.com, or follow me on Instagram if you're nasty. Mm-hmm. At Woomp. WHOOMP Thayer, it is.
Oh.
It's fun.
That's a homie don't play that.
Cool. Yeah. I feel bad that they're not all the same thing. It's confusing.
You're
but...
making it very difficult for people to follow
you. Oh, yeah. I'm like, everyone is different.
But do you think it really makes it worth it when people do find you? Because
they earned it.
Yeah, because with me, I'm at Micah Brucey on everything. Yeah.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah.
Wow, look, he fell asleep just now. That's how bored he got.
I know. It sucks. It sucks ass. My name.
I was asleep too, but it was for a different reason.
Oh.
That's good.
Whoa, Raphael. How did you get in here? Well, at least it was Diego doing your voice, which is not a problem.
No, it's not offensive at all, 100%
not offensive. I've checked with me, and I'm like, that's fine.
That's okay.
Yeah. If it doesn't hurt your feelings, then it's fine.
I agree.
Yeah, because you represent all of the people who would be potentially offended by that.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
All of them, and they're all bad because of what they are internally.
Okay, I think that is the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Chris, our new co-host. Thank you again. Follow Micah Brucey at Micah Brucey. Follow me at This Diego Lopez, and Bear with Leif, and check out BrainMachineNetwork.com for all of your podcasting and sexual innuendo needs.
Mm-hmm.
God bless us, Christian God. Bless all of us. A big kiss to you and your asshole.
And we'll be right back after this break.
And we're back.
Thank you. Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.